Primary Series, Version B. We begin with easy seated pose. In a comfortable seated position, stretch your legs out in front of you and cross your left leg first and then the right. The right leg will be in front of the left. Think of the base of the spine as an anchor and extend up through the crown of the head, elongating the body and spine. Moving to the other side, bring the left leg in front of the right. And again, thinking of the base of the spine as an anchor, extend up through the crown of the head, elongating the spine and body. Moving to mermaid pose to the right, bring both legs out to the right and place the left hand on the mat. Extend your right arm up overhead, shoulder away from the ear. Once the arm is fully extended up towards the ceiling, bend to the left. And now moving to the other side, bring both legs out to the left and place the right hand on the mat. Extend your left arm up overhead, shoulder away from the ear. Once the arm is fully extended up towards the ceiling, bend to the right. Next, we will go into plank pose. Come to a child's pose with the arms shoulder width and extend out as far as possible. Keep the knees on the floor, raise the head and torso without moving the hands. Then slide the torso forward until the shoulders are directly over the wrist. Engage the core and hold. Moving into lunge pose on the right, bring the right foot to the mat. The knee is directly above the ankle. With the left knee on the floor, slide the knee back to open the hips, coming into a lunge. Raise the hands up overhead and hold. moving to the other side, bringing the left foot to the mat. The knee is directly above the ankle. With the right knee on the floor, slide the knee back to open the hips, coming into a lunge. Raise the hands overhead and hold. And now coming to a standing position, moving into Sun Goddess. Bring your feet out to a wide stance with the big toes pointing out and the hands overhead. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, squat. The hands come out to the side, bending at the elbows with the fingers pointing up. Make sure the knees are pointing in the same direction as the toes, and that the knees do not go past the ankles. The back is straight. Releasing the pose, we move into Dancer Pose, Phase 1, on the right. Bring the big toes together and press down into your feet. Maintaining this, extend up through the crown of the head. Bring the left hand overhead. Take the right hand and turn towards the right, bringing the palm facing out and the thumb towards the back of the room. Now shift your weight to your left foot as you bend the right knee, bringing the foot behind you. The right hand will come to the inside of the right foot. Holding on to the right foot, bring the knees parallel to each other, standing tall. Releasing, we now move to Dancer Pose on the left. Bring the big toes together and press down into your feet, maintaining this, extending up through the crown of the head. Bring the right hand overhead and take the left hand and turn towards the left, bringing the palm facing out and thumb towards the back of the room. Shift your weight to your right foot as you bend the left knee, bringing the left foot behind you. The left hand will come to the inside of the left foot. Holding on to the left foot, bring the knees parallel to each other and stand tall. Releasing Dancer Pose, we next move into Standing Camel. Bring the feet out to hip width with the hip bones directly over the ankles. Bring your hands behind you at the lower back with the fingers pointing down on each side of the spine. Take a deep breath in and then bring the elbows in towards each other, opening the chest. Press the pelvis forward. The neck and the head are in alignment with the rest of the spine. Releasing camel pose, we next move into reverse warrior on the right. Bring your feet out to a wide stance with the feet parallel to each other. Extend the arms out to the side, shoulder height. Shoulders should be back and down away from the ears. The left foot should be parallel to the back of your mat. Turn the right foot to the right, pointing straight out to the front of your mat. Inhale, and as you exhale, bend the right knee, approaching parallel to the floor. Look down to ensure your right knee does not go past the ankle. Turn your head to the right, looking out past the fingers on the right hand. And now turning the right palm up towards the ceiling, take a deep breath in, and on an exhale, bring the palm up towards the ceiling, following the hand with your gaze. The left hand moves down the left leg. Releasing this side, moving to reverse warrior on the left. Your feet are still in a wide stance with the feet parallel to each other. Extend the arms out to the side, shoulder height. The shoulders should be back and down away from the ears. The right foot should be parallel to the back of the mat. Turn the left foot to the left, pointing straight out to the back of your mat. Inhale, and as you exhale, bend the left knee, approaching parallel to the floor. Look down to ensure your left knee does not go past the ankle. Turn your head to the left, looking out past the fingers on the left hand. And now turning the left palm up towards the ceiling, take a deep breath in, and on an exhale, bring the palm up towards the ceiling, following the hand with your gaze. The right hand moves down the right leg. Releasing the pose, we come down to our mat for side plank, phase one on the right. We begin in child's pose and extend your arms out as far as you can with the hands shoulder width. Without moving the knees or the hands, lift the head and slide forward until your shoulders are directly over the wrist. And now place the right hand directly below the head. And bring the right knee to the floor. Turn your body towards the left, lifting the left hand up overhead. Press the side body and the hip up towards the ceiling and hold. Moving to side plank on the left, phase one, we come back to center and now place the left hand directly below the head. Bring the left knee to the floor and then turn the body towards the right, bringing the right hand up overhead. Press the side body and the hip up towards the ceiling and hold. Releasing, we now continue with half locus on the right. Bring the belly on the mat and bend the right knee and hold on to the shin or the ankle with your right hand. Bring the left hand out in front of you. Begin to press the right foot away from the hand, creating an isometric sensation. Hold. Releasing this side, we move to half locus on the left. With your belly on the mat, bend the left knee and hold on to the shin or the ankle with your left hand. Bring the right hand out in front of you, pressing the left foot away from the hand, creating an isometric sensation. As you release the pose, come back into child's pose. Angle the knees out towards the sides of the mat as you bring your hips towards the heels. Bring the hands overhead and press the palms into the mat and back towards the hip creases. Hold as you relax. Release the pose, moving on to fish pose. This can be assisted with a rolled blanket or bolster. Bring your feet out in front of you, sitting on your mat. Start bringing the elbows to the sides, touching the mat, and then lift the chest up towards the ceiling, opening the chest. Our final pose is legs up the wall. Come to the side of a wall, sitting on either your left or your right side, about one hand length away from the wall. Then move to a fetal position and gently bring the legs up to the wall, adjusting your hips and legs as needed. Bring your arms out to the side at a 45-degree angle with the palms up. Shoulders back and down away from the ears. Stay in this position. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, filling the lungs completely. Opening the mouth, exhale and let go. Feel the whole backside of your body sinking down into your mat and letting go. Relax your toes, your feet. The ankles, the calves are relaxed, releasing any tension in the knees, the thighs, the hips. With your next exhalation, releasing any tension in the lower back. allowing gravity to pull you down into the earth, feeling safe and supported. Relax your shoulders, the arms, the hands, the fingers. As you exhale, releasing any tension in the neck, the head. The face is relaxed, removing all facial expression, allowing the eyes to drop down into their eye sockets, relaxing the forehead, the brow, the cheeks, the jaw, the mouth. The throat is relaxed, allowing the throat to open. Relax your heart, allowing the heart to melt. Still the mind, still the body. Relax, release, and let go. And now gently begin to deepen your breath slightly, feeling the subtle sensations of the inhalation and exhalation, becoming more aware of your physical body, my voice, the room, and this space. Begin to wiggle your toes, your fingers. And then begin to move your body gently in any way that feels natural for you. Bringing the knees into the chest and maybe rocking a little bit from side to side. Eventually moving over to your right side. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Feeling a sense of grace, gratitude, joy in your heart. And with your eyes remaining closed, come up into a seated position. Bringing the arms out to your side, palms facing up. As you inhale, raise the hands up overhead. And as you exhale, bringing the hands down into your heart center. May all beings find health, happiness, and inner peace. Namaste.